Hospitals and other medical facilities in Syria come under frequent attack. Last Saturday, Doctors Without Borders said that their hospital in Homs was partially destroyed by barrel bombs. A recent article in the New England Journal of Medicine says that nearly 700 medical workers have been killed since the conflict in Syria began. Over 300 facilities have come under attack. NPR's Manvi Singh reports on the constant risks that medical workers in Syria face.
It's dangerous to practice medicine in Syria. When I called up a physician based in the city of Aleppo, he said he'd have to call me back. There had just been a missile strike. Understandably, many doctors have fled. Last year, Dr. Majed Abu Ali made the tough decision to leave his home and his clinic in Syria behind. He moved to Turkey for his kids.
And it's too hard to get like some milk for your kids or even some food.
Abu Ali now supports Syrian doctors from afar by coordinating aid and training. Many of his colleagues who stayed behind are now dead. He lists off their names.
Dr. Adnan Wahdi was killed in 2012 in his clinic. Dr. Osama Baroudi was tortured to death.
Shortly after I spoke with Dr. Rami Kalazi, a neurosurgeon based in Aleppo, he emailed me to say that one of his colleagues had just been killed in a bombing. The hospitals that are still standing often lack the basics.
We don't have electricity, we don't have water, we don't have fuels.
Recently, Kalazi had to treat a 10-year-old patient with a head injury. The problem was his hospital no longer had a CT scanner, so he had to make an educated guess about what was wrong.
I sent him to the operation room and make my surgery.
The boy survived, but it was a close call. The authors of the New England Journal of Medicine article point out that Bashar al-Assad's military is the only one with access to air power. And the intensity and the types of bombs government forces are dropping from their helicopters cause incredible damage, Kalazi says.